Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, two queens celebrate their birthdays this week, including a concert, Republic supporters plan to protest the royal wedding, Norway's Queen Sonja's artwork to go on display aboard a cruise ship, and Viking treasure from Harald Bluetooth's reign discovered on an island, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
BBC One and BBC Radio 2 will broadcast a special concert live from the Royal Albert Hall at 8 p.m. to celebrate Queen Elizabeth's 92nd birthday on Saturday, the 21st of April 2018. The Queen's birthday party highlights of the concert will be broadcasted on BBC World Service English, giving listeners around the world an opportunity to hear the celebrations. However, Australians can watch the Queen's birthday party on Wednesday, the 25th of April at 9 p.m. on Channel 9. Queen Elizabeth and other members of the royal family will attend the concert to watch performers from leading artists from around the Commonwealth, including Sir Tom Jones, Kylie Minogue, Sting, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Anne-Marie, Craig David, Shawn Mendes and Shaggy. The Royal Commonwealth Society is organising the concert and celebrating their 150th anniversary in 2018. Most of the funds will be donated to a new youth charity, the Queen's Commonwealth Trust, which provides a platform for young changemakers across the Commonwealth in education, sport, health and the environment. Queen Elizabeth is the patron of the Royal Commonwealth Society and the Queen's Commonwealth Trust. However, Prince Harry will serve as president of the Trust and he will be speaking in his role as president at the concert for the first time.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Whenever there is a big special royal event, you can always count on the Republic supporters to come out of the woodwork to protest. The Australian ones usually bring up the subject of abolishing the monarchy just before Australia Day on the 26th of January or leading up to Anzac Day on the 25th of April. Ironic, seeing Britain's first Republican head of state, Oliver Cromwell, was born on the 25th of April in 1599. Anyway, in Britain, the anti-monarchist group Republic has sought police assurance that protesters won't be arrested on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding day on the 19th of May. What a bunch of party poopers! This is supposed to be a joyous occasion for the royal family and people in Britain and the Commonwealth. It's also boosted tourism in Britain, as most accommodation around Windsor has been booked out months in advance. Republic Pressure Group Chief Executive Graham Smith wrote to Chief Constable Francis Hapgood of the Thames Valley Police to confirm officers will not obstruct protesters carrying placards or banners in the grounds outside St George's Chapel. Mr Smith said that the right to protest is a, quote, fundamental part of British life. The monarchy is a contested institution, and whilst this is a private wedding, all major royal events such as this are used as PR for the monarchy. It is therefore vital that the usual procedures and policies for allowing and facilitating peaceful protests remain in place. End of quote. Mr. Smith claims that the police have behaved inappropriately around major royal events in the past by harassing and detaining protesters. According to Britain's Telegraph, senior police have indicated they will not arrest or attempt to remove any protesters unless their behaviour threatens to disrupt the royal wedding. However, one royal commentator has said this stunt won't help their cause, whilst another has described it as, quote, pathetic.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Queen Margrethe celebrated her 78th birthday on Monday the 16th of April with a balcony appearance at Christian IX's palace at Amalienborg with the Danish royal family. However, Crown Prince Frederick was absent, as he was said to be making a private visit to Greenland. Crowds cheered as Queen Margareta appeared on the balcony, and again later with her son Prince Joachim, daughters-in-law Crown Princess Mary and Princess Marie, and her eight grandchildren. You can read more about this on our website at royalroundup.com.au. However, Greenland's telephone and postal company, Telepost, are releasing a series of stamps to mark Queen Margareta's 78th birthday on the 16th of April. These stamps will feature seven watercolours which Queen Margareta had painted, including one of her Greenland aquariums. Profits from these stamps will go towards one of Queen Margareta's patronages, Foreningen Groenland Bond, which translates as the Greenlandic Children's Association. The Children's Association works throughout Greenland to provide safe childhood and a good start to youth. The stamps were released on Monday at Kuttaak Cultural Centre in Nuuk.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Queen Sonja of Norway announced on Sunday the 15th of April the launch of cooperation between the Queen Sonja Print Award and the Hurtigruten cruise operator aboard HM Fram, which was docked in New York. The Queen Sonja Print Award will curate the artworks which will be on display aboard the MS Roald Amundsen, a new ship which will be launched in 2019. About 600 artworks will be on display in cabins and public areas, including works by approximately 20 artists, including emerging artists and previous Queen Sonja Print Award winners. Some of Queen Sonja's own works will be included in the displays. The MS Roald Amundsen was named after the famous Norwegian polar explorer who reached the South Pole in 1911, beating the British team, led by Robert Falcon Scott, by 5 weeks. However, the MS Roald Amundsen will be exploring destinations such as the Antarctica, the Arctic Circle, and the Norwegian coast. Some of Queen Sonja's art was also on display at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney during the Norwegian royal visit in 2015.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Archaeologists from Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania have discovered treasures linked to the legendary Danish King Harald Bluetooth Gormson on Rügen, an island in Germany. They were found in an open field near the village of Scheprode after they excavated an area of about 400 square metres. It was said to be the largest single find of Bluetooth coins in the southern Baltic region. They found Viking coins and jewellery, including necklaces, rings, bracelets, beads and brooches, along with about 500 to 600 partially split coins. About 100 coins date back to Harald Gormson's reign during the late 10th century. These silver coins were among Denmark's first independent coins, bearing a Christian cross, and each weighs about 0.3 grams. Harald Bluetooth is regarded as the founder of the Danish Empire, which included parts of Norway, as he united the kingdom, introduced Christianity, and implemented reforms. Harald Bluetooth is also the grandfather of King Canute, who ruled England from 1016 to 1035. The Danish monarchy can be traced back to Harald Bluetooth's father, Gorm the Old, who died in 958. He was said to have a tooth which looked blue or a dark colour. The wireless network Bluetooth is named after him thanks to Swedish company Ericsson with its Viking origins. The Bluetooth logo is based on his initials on a rune. Jim Karachi, one of the founders of Bluetooth SIG, came up with the name after reading a novel about Vikings. He said Harald had united Denmark and Christianised the Danes, and it would make a good code name for the program. Fellow founders felt Harald Bluetooth's ability to unite people in negotiations would be appropriate for telecommunications technology. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.